Exposed, recovered memo reveals Hamas blocking immigration as Trump pushes resettlement proposal. By Joshua Klein on February 9, 2025. A newly uncovered Hamas document reveals the terror group's desperate attempts to prevent Palestinian emigration, with Hamas serving as the biggest barrier to Gazans seeking a better life. As President Donald Trump proposes relocating Gazans to safer, more stable countries. An internal memo, recovered by the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and analyzed by the Meir Hamid Intelligence and Terrorism Information Center, ITIC, exposes Hamas's fear of losing young fighters in its efforts to force Palestinians to remain trapped in Gaza, even as many desperately seek to leave. To instill fear in Gazans considering emigration, it warns that leaving is a grave sin, bringing both worldly ruin and eternal damnation. It describes Gaza as a land of honor and freedom, revered by Muslims and all who hate the Zionists and Crusaders. The October 2023 Hamas Memorandum, titled Young People Chasing a Mirage and Moving from the House of Honor to the Disgrace of Exile, also warns that emigrants will face a life of hardship, moral corruption, and physical danger. It claims that leaving Gaza means falling victim to Western temptations, diseases, and constant psychological distress, dismissing the idea of a better life abroad as an illusion. This revelation underscores how Hamas, rather than external forces, is the primary barrier to Gazans seeking a better future. Last week, President Trump announced during a press conference with the visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a plan for the United States to take control of Gaza, resettle its population to help them escape war-torn conditions, and rebuild the Strip into a thriving economic hub. The strategy is seen as a major shift away from the failed two-state solution. Though the proposal was hailed by many as a historic shift in U.S. policy and has received praise from right-wing political figures and commentators, Hamas, which has ruled the enclave with an iron grip since 2007, has categorically rejected the idea because it depends on Palestinians for both human shields and fighters. President Trump has repeatedly reaffirmed his stance, dismissing objections and insisting it would ultimately gain support. While the U.S.-designated terrorist organization has long downplayed reports of emigration, dismissing them as propaganda, the recently uncovered document from Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade reveals the group's deep anxiety due to losing young fighters and its determination to prevent their departure at all costs. The memo warns that young Gazans leaving the territory pose a serious threat to the group's ability to sustain its war against Israel, which it frames as a religious duty. It labels emigration a betrayal of Islam and the national cause as well as surrendering to the enemy, proving that Hamas is willing to keep people trapped and suffering to maintain its power, not because it cares about the well-being of Gazans. Gazans seeking to leave. A growing number of young Gazans have long sought to leave the enclave due to political repression under Hamas, economic collapse, and lack of basic freedoms, a trend that has gained renewed attention following President Trump's call for other countries to take in displaced Palestinians, especially as more than a year of war has left Gaza in ruins and intensified the desire to emigrate. However, even before the current war, many Gazans, particularly the younger generation, were desperate to escape worsening conditions, with polls consistently showing high emigration aspirations. One survey conducted by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research, PSR, between September 28, 2023, and the eve of the October 7 Hamas-led attack on Israel, found that nearly a third of all Gazans were considering emigration. Economic hardship was the primary driver, 54%, followed by educational opportunities, 18%, and political factors, 5%. Notably, 43% of those seeking to leave said they would do so even without proper documentation. The desire to emigrate was even higher among Gaza's youth, with nearly half, 44%, of those aged 18 to 29 expressing a wish to leave the enclave. The results have highlighted the deep frustration among younger generations who see a little future for themselves under Hamas rule and the dire economic conditions caused by its authoritarian governance and extremist ideology that prioritizes conflict with Israel over the well-being of Gaza's population. Roughly half of Gaza's population is under 18, with nearly 70% under the age of 30. According to several reports, since Hamas took control of Gaza in 2007, more than a quarter million Gazans have fled the coastal enclave, with many paying bribes to escape. Gaza's youth face unemployment rates exceeding 70%, electricity shortages, and a collapsing healthcare system. Many feel trapped, as Hamas's rule leaves little room for dissent or reform. Some young people attempt to flee by sea, risking dangerous journeys to Europe. Now, after more than a year of war that has left much of Gaza in ruins, the prospect of staying has become even less viable for many. With Gaza's infrastructure destroyed and no clear future, Trump's resettlement proposal offers an escape from poverty, violence, and blockades, a chance for Gazans to rebuild their lives in safety. While the Israeli military prepares various options for both land crossings and special arrangements, many see a rare opportunity to leave, according to Itik. However, Hamas, fearing that mass departures would expose its failures and weaken its grip, is likely to impose severe restrictions, using fear, propaganda, and force to prevent them. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.